Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and to mark the special day, we take a look at a book entitled Wave Woman, The Life and Struggles of a Surfing Pioneer. It's written by Vicki Durant in honor of her thrill-seeking mom, Betty Pembroke Heldrick Winstead.
Well, I was inspired to write Wave Woman to tell the story of my mother's adventurous life. She believed that anything exciting was worth trying at least once. She started surfing at age 40 on a vacation trip to Hawaii. And after she moved here 2 years later, she entered the Makaha International Surfing Contest in 1956 and took second place. Because of that, a year later, she was invited to be on the first Hawaiian surfing team to Lima, Peru, and she won first place down there. And during her life, she broke glass ceilings, finding meaning as a dental hygienist, sculptor, a jeweler, a surfer, a builder, a fisherwoman, a potter, and lastly, a poet. She wrote haiku poetry. She had such an inspiring life. I just believe that the story needed to be told.
This comes at a really good time because, you know, surfing, you know, will be included for the first time in the Japan Olympics, whenever it's held. We've got Carissa Moore on the team. It's just going to elevate the sport. And to think that, yeah, that your mom took up big wave surfing, you know, she took, you know, that on just after learning is just amazing.
I know. Well, she was a great athlete. She loved the ocean. And she was a thrill seeker. Throughout her life, had such a belief in herself that she could do whatever she wanted to do. She had no fear. So my hope is that, you know, people reading the book will take some of her what she did in mind and step out of their comfort zones and know that it's never too late to follow a dream. She just approached life obstacles with a sense of calm. She was a stoic, but she had a strong determination, and she always pushed herself to do just a little bit more.
Well, you know, when you describe your mother and her experience there at Makaha, you know, and I think of Rel's son and the battles that she had with cancer, but, you know, the fact that,
right.
You know, she was just, she was an amazing surfer, too, and you know, your
right.
mom probably paved the way for, you know, the generations that came after to really just get out there and take on
right.
the waves.
Right. When Rel was 7 years old and mother was surfing at Makaha, but that was before leashes, we were right at kind of the renaissance of this whole surfing movement. So when mother would lose her board outside, you know, it was a long swim in, and often when she'd get into the beach, Rel would have her board and catching little shore breaks and fooling around on it until she could get in and get it. And we remained friends with her. We were neighbors and friends and until the end of Rel's life, and I tell a little bit about that in the book. And mother, really interesting, in 1957 when we were surfing together, mother told me, she said, you know, Vicki, this sport is going to be really big, and you should take notes because one day you're going to want to write about it. And I didn't take any notes. I said, I'm too busy living the sport. You take the notes.
But that gives me chicken skin, you know, to think that she saw the future.
She was very insightful. She grew up in Salt Lake City, and when she was a senior in high school in 1929, she had lived a life of privilege, but her father lost everything when the collapse happened, and she was sent off to boarding school with her two sisters to finish school, and she was such a realist that she went and just did her best and finished high school. She was voted the most valuable athlete during her senior year, and then went down to Santa Monica and started rough water swimming. And she trained for the 1936 Olympics that were going to be held in Berlin. She didn't have enough food or enough money, but she had been told by a friend who was a dentist that if she could go to school and learn how to be a dental hygienist, she would have a job. So she got into SC and was in the second class to graduate in a brand new profession, and she was a dental hygienist. And so a career and career or profession was very important to her, and she believed that all women should have this in order to be independent. She was very, very, very independent and believed in that really firmly.
Now, you mentioned the Olympics of that time.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think now, weren't the Olympics canceled, the games, because of the war?
They were canceled, but what happened to her is she started flying, and after her she had her eight-hour student license flying a Waco plane out of the old L.A. airport. She talked these glider, Gus Briglip, who was one of the early glider builders and flyers, talked them into letting her go up in this glider to solo, and she ended up crashing it from 65 feet into the ground and got a compound fracture in her leg. So that ended her training at the, she was training at the Los Angeles Athletic Club. So that ended it for her.
Well, she just sounds fearless though.
She was.
When you, I guess, think of the parallels, you know, with this time, because the Olympics have been, you know, put off. And
right.
There was much, you know, ballyhoo about putting surfing on the international stage with our ambassadors of surf, John Florence and Carissa Moore. I was at an event recently where Carissa talked about, you know, you surf with aloha, and they're trying to get that going because they figure the sport is just going to get more popular, and people need to know that you've got to get out there but be humble and kind of learn the lineup. You know, learn how you're supposed to act and surf with aloha.
When we were surfing in the mid and later 50s, there were just a very few people surfing. There were only 2,000 people surfing on the whole island of Oahu. So at Makaha, there were plenty of waves for everybody. So it's been since surfing has gotten more popular and more people that this surfing with aloha is really gotten to be, you know, more crucial. But we didn't have that problem, and we didn't have, there weren't very many women that were surfing. There was, you know, Mother Etha Kukea, who won 55 and 56. She won the Makaha contest. There were waves for everybody. You know, there were maybe 6 to 8 people out surfing at Makaha when we were there. So it was great, very unlike today. And I just feel so grateful that we were able to enjoy that time and place in the world of surfing.
You know, as you see more women gain prominence, you see the equal prize money in the professional surfing arena.
I was just really glad to see that bill pass where the women want equal time in the contest. Here, I still think they're hedging a little bit from what I can read, but at least the bill was passed, and I think women should be allowed to go in and surf big waves if they want to. I think it definitely should be equal. I think if they train, they're just as well suited as men, if not more.
Well, I know at the Eddie Aikau event, I think Kayla Kentley has, she's got the invite to participate whenever the waves are right, you know. But when you think of someone like that, you know, competing on the same wave as the men, I mean, it's just awesome.
Yeah, I know. No, it's great. And maybe the women should be together and the men should be together, not women against men.
Yeah, lots of conversations to have around the sport.
Yeah, really.
But this is great history, so we certainly appreciate you sharing your mother's story at this time.
For me, it was just a story that had to be, you know, had to be told. And, you know, she was fearless, no limiting beliefs, and she encouraged that in everybody that she came into contact with. And people just loved to be around her because she was so strong but never really overpowering. And she saw the good in everybody and lifted others up and wanted her friends to be the best that they could be. And she just always pushed to the limits to learn something new with her adventurous spirit and her sense of humor, and believed that she wanted to make things happen for herself, not waiting around for other people to make things happen. And she was an amazing artist. She could look at an animal or a figure and carve it in miniature. She had a great gift as a sculptor. She just had so many interests and was a lifelong learner and knew more about politics and science than any of her family she lived to be 98 and a half, and she wanted to live to be 100, but she ended up with a blood pathogen that ended her life at 98 and a half. But she was really an amazing role model.
Role model, wave rider, wave woman is the name of the book written by Vicki Durant about her mom. And because of the social distancing restrictions, the book was launched virtually last month at the shop in Kaimuki. Durant, however, will give an author's talk online on Sunday, Mother's Day, at 2 p.m. But heads up, you will need to pre-register to join. Find links at hawaiipublicradio.org.